Happy Saturday, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, it is going to be a rainy day today. Tonight, for the BIAS Holiday Festival, featuring the Holiday Parade, Santa's Grotto, and Holiday Market, it looks like it will rain through to about 6 p.m., then it will be cloudy, with a 60% possibility of showers. That is okay. Locals don't melt. We got this. Watch for the Squamish Chiefs float. We will see a high of 3°C today and a dip down to 1°C overnight. The sun will be out Sunday through Tuesday, but the nights will be chilly, dipping to a low of -2°C BC extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was at Race Rocks Light Station, on a small barren island in the Juan de Fuca Strait, which hit 9.6°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 2.7°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 29 was Dease Lake, 230 kilometers south of the Yukon border, which dropped to -30.5°C. Brr, today's hotspot is set to be Sartine Island, off the northern tip of Vancouver Island, 33 kilometers west by northwest of Cape Scott on the Cook Bank, between Beresford and Triangle Islands, in the Scott Islands, which could reach 8.9°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Dease Lake, which is set to dip to -35.7°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on November 30 was at 7:48 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:15 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The reason this phase is called the new moon is that it is the first phase in the lunar cycle, and marks a new cycle of phases. The alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun leaves the side of the Moon facing Earth in total darkness to our view, as the Moon does not produce its own light. This phase also has one of the strongest effects on the Earth's tides because of the Sun and the Moon's gravitational pull. This causes the tides to be at their highest high points and their lowest low points. This is also known as spring tide, when the oceans have the highest swell, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 0.34%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise was at 7:39 a.m. Moonset is at 3:27 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 11:13 a.m., height 3.52 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 3:33 p.m. 4.11 meters, the final low tide will be at 11:04 p.m. 0.72 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.9°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 8.9°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 7.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.2°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. In addition to the holiday parade on Saturday, here's what caught our eye. On now to Deck.14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38,550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. Tonight, there's a board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, located at 38,157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Also, November 30th, catch Bob Cajun at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Join us for a night of iconic Canadian rock as Bob Cajun, a talented tragically hip cover band, brings the music of one of Canada's greatest bands to life. From beloved classics like Ahead by a Century, to New Orleans is Sinking, and, of course, Bob Cajun, this tribute show will take you on a nostalgic journey through the Hip's legendary catalog, reads the listing. Deck 1. There's Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games, from 3 to 5 p.m. Ages 6+ can be dropped off. Drop-ins welcome. Every Sunday, join Arrowwood Games for a fun-filled 2-hour Pokemon Trade and Play event. Bring your cards to trade or challenge fellow players in exciting battles, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note for the parade on November 30th. The district notes that the downtown Squamish holiday parade will mean road closures. Right-pointing arrow from 2:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Avenue will be closed for the parade between Pemberton Avenue and Vancouver Street. The small block of Pemberton Avenue between Cleveland Avenue and Loggers Lane will also be closed during this time. Right-pointing arrow from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., most of Cleveland Avenue will reopen, but the block between Victoria Street and Main Street will remain closed for extended festivities. Transit bus stop closures. Right-pointing arrow, the bus stop on Cleveland Avenue at Victoria Street, Junction Park, will be closed from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Right-pointing arrow, the bus stop on Cleveland Avenue at Winnipeg Street will be closed from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Right-pointing arrow, transit riders are encouraged to use stops in front of the Squamish Public Library and on Cleveland Avenue at Pemberton Avenue instead. An accessible drop-off zone will be available on 2nd Avenue outside Stan Clark Park. A traffic management plan will ensure access for emergency vehicles, the district says. Highway 99 issues. Starting on Monday, on Highway 99, southbound, construction work is planned between Ansell Place and Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction, West Vancouver, according to Drive BC. The right lane will be closed. The work will begin at 7:30 a.m. on December 2nd and last until 5:30 p.m. On Tuesday, December 3rd, on Highway 99 northbound, there will be ditching between Brunswick Beach Road and Porto Cove Road for 0.7 kilometers, 4 kilometers north of Lions Bay. The work will begin at 7:30 a.m. and last until 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be closed. On Wednesday, on Highway 99, in both directions, maintenance work is planned between Garibaldi Highway and Ocean Point Doctor, 2 kilometers north of West Vancouver. The work will begin at 7:30 December 4th and end at 5:30 p.m. that day. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Kimberley, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Centex, located at 521 Wallinger Avenue. In the Lower Mainland, the cheapest you will pay is in Vancouver, where you can fill up for 168.9 per liter at the Chevron, at 8320 Oak Street.